Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the biblical books of Ezra and Nehemiah. Now, some historical explanations before we plunge into this area. On this map here, we can see the kingdom of the Persians. On this map, we see the surface. This color means desert. Nobody can live there. The dark green, these are forests, but not forests as we know them. Forests you can't walk through. And there's this light green. This is an area where you can go with sheep and goats. There is a little bit of grass in the rain season. And outside of rain season, it's brown. Everything dried up. And then we have this green color here along the river. And this is the best area. There you can grow fruit. And you see it here as well. Along the River Nile, or here along the River Indus. These are the areas where people can multiply, because there's food. Enough food. The Israelites were taken captive, were taken into captivity for 70 years by the Babylonians. King Nebuchadnezzar, he started transferring Israelites to Babylon, to this area here. And they lived there for 70 years. And at the end of the 70 years, the prophet Daniel, a Jew, discovered that the prophet Jeremiah had prophesied 100 years before. When 70 years have passed of this captivity, the Lord our God will allow us to come back into our country. And Daniel went with these texts to the Persian king who had just conquered Babylon and showed him out of the Holy Scriptures, look, you are the king. You are the one who will allow us to go back. And the king was impressed. It was King Kyros. He is written here. He died in 529. So 10 years earlier, he was shown this. And really, the king allowed them to go back. And 50,000 followed. Zerubbabel as governor and Joshua as high priest. And they went back and started rebuilding the temple. And it took a long time. They finished in 515 before Christ. This was the first return of exiles. Then 80 years pass by. And then there lives in this area a scribe named Ezra. And this Ezra is a person who wants to know what is written in the Word of God. And he studies and studies and studies. And then he gets a vision. And his vision is the following. Oh, my desire is to go back where my forefathers had come from. Ezra had already been born here. He had never seen this land. But now his dream is going back there. And he addresses the king. And the king allows him to can take people with you. And 2,000 follow. So the first time there were 50,000, now about 2,000. and they get there safely with all the vessels the Babylonians had taken from the temple. He arrives there 457 before Christ. Now, 13 years later, and now it's the story about Nehemiah. He in Susa, the castle of the king, there is the cupbearer of the king, Nehemiah. And one day he gets a visit from his brother who comes from Jerusalem. Well, this was something. Now what's going on there? And Hanani tells his brother Nehemiah, the walls are still in ruins of Jerusalem. And Nehemiah is shocked. So many years have passed. So nearly 100 years before the first returnees came back, the temple was rebuilt, but the walls, they are still in ruins. And the desire comes up in Nehemiah, I want to build up the walls. This is his vision, what you can see on this piece of art here. I want to go back. He will see the green color, the Persian kingdom. He's here in Susa and he wants to go to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. What a task. It takes weeks to get there. Weeks. Now, when Nehemiah made his thoughts about this adventure, he looked for a good opportunity talking to the king. He knew the king wanted him to stay there as a cupbearer. So what to do? And he prayed and fasted. And after 4 months, he had a special talk with the king. And the king allowed him to go. And even wrote letters telling the governors of this area that when Nehemiah arrives and he wants timber, stones, whatever, they should give it to him freely. Order of the king. Now imagine. He came as one who was sent by the king, and he came as one who could get every financial support, whatever he needed. And he told the elders in Jerusalem about God's grace. And he told them, let us build the wall. And they said, yes, let us build the wall. This is the story of Ezra and Nehemiah. So, this is what we want to look at in detail. In 13 lessons. I enjoyed being with you, studying together. We will be richly blessed.